Are Lupita Nyong'o and Janelle Monáe more than bosom buddies?
And is Britney Spears reuniting with someone from her past?
And later, Judge Lynn Toler is dishing about her new show, Judge Me Not. And she's got some advice for our celebrity couples, too.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay! All right, Jessie girl, what's up first?
Okay, y'all, a few weeks ago, Tom Cruise and his nipples met Shakira at the Formula One Miami Grand Prix. And rumor has it, he was very interested in her. But it seems like a mission impossible, and Shakira doesn't want any Days of Thunder with Tom because she's reportedly begging him to stop flirting with her.
Begging
him. That's right, child. A source told. A source told Heat magazine, and I quote, "She doesn't want to embarrass or upset him, but there's no attraction or romance on her part. She was just being friendly. She's flattered, but not interested."
Hashtag position impossible.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, they're both good-looking people. I don't see why he wouldn't flirt with her, and I don't see why she wouldn't flirt back.
Yeah. Right.
Her relationship just fizzled, right? Fizzled out because of her jelly and her jam or peanut butter.
Okay.
Something happened, you know?
Yeah.
So but I would think she might give something else a shot, especially Tom Cruise.
Right. And I think Tom has historically got with people by going through people to get to that person.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of middle people sometimes that may be relaying the message, and maybe that's how the story's getting out.
Yeah. But also, too, I don't know, I don't think Tom is her type.
See,
She likes him young. She likes young tenderloins.
Tom is a little older now.
Yeah, he a little seasoned.
But he has a young height.
True.
Yeah.
But I definitely wouldn't turn his ass down.
But you know, sometimes you look at the Carfax.
You'll say, I
That's what she said.
Okay, Tom and Shakira aren't the only celebs not dating. Lupita Nyong'o just revealed that she ain't smashing, and it's Janelle Monáe.
Oh, no.
Now, they're both pansexual, but according to Lupita, they're just friends. She told Rolling Stone she understands why people thought they were romantically involved. Brett, you want to tell us what Lupita said?
Side note, they would have been so cute together.
Right. So cute.
Yeah.
But here's what she says. She has magnetism that they were obviously picking up on. I was not surprised, and I don't mind being associated with her in any capacity.
Excellent. Well, you came through with the motherland accent.
Thank you.
Brad has all the accents.
I was trying to get on Wakanda. They ain't called me.
Wakanda next time. It's coming around. Yeah.
All right, somebody get Ryan Coogler on the line.
Yeah. You know, I hate when we lose people to opposing teams. However, they would have gotten together.
Ain't that cute?
Yo.
Unicorns would have been made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Come on now.
They would have been the hottest couple in Hollywood.
I love the both of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Now, I know Lupita's in a relationship or whatever, and I'm happy for her or whatever, but it's got to be a perfect world where we can make those two continents meet, where we can make her and Janelle meet. I need to see both of them shirtless meet.
I think me and you want this to happen for a similar reason. You want them to meet, but you also want them to meet on camera.
I want them to meet.
So we can watch it later.
Yes, I want them to meet. Pull out the meat and just, I want meat.
You're such perverts.
Yeah.
But they're so fine. Both of them are so fine. Like, this would be so perfect. All right, y'all. It's time for a
Dish Debate.
Gospel singer and preacher Dedrick Haddon is being judged by church folk, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
He's got a little turned up at his 50th birthday party, and Dedrick's wife, the First Lady Dominique, was caught on camera throwing that booty into a circle and twerking all up on her man. Mm-hmm. And that ain't all, y'all. Dedrick Haddon was also posted a clip of him singing Oochie Wally Wally by Nas on stage, child.
Mm-hmm.
So now the congregation is big mad because they believe this is not how a man of the cloth should act. Well, Dedrick clapped back in the name of the Lord, and he said it's time for people to be free in God. And I've diminished his parishioners admonished.
There we go.
His parishioners.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's kicking my ass. And admonished his parishioners to find a wife that can grind on you and pray for you at the same time. So as a preacher and a gospel artist, is he dead wrong for celebrating his birthday like this and carrying on after living a half a century?
Absolutely not. And I feel like the people that have something to say should go baptize themselves in Lake Lanier. Because here's the thing. As a preacher...
Not Lake Lanier. You know people don't survive that.
It is the reason I said that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, like, yo, as a pastor, you're supposed to know what your congregation is doing.
Period.
You know, Pentecostal or apostolic or whatever it is, it's like... You can't do that.
Meanwhile, Jesus was down to the temple turning water into wine. What y'all think Jesus was turning the water into wine for? For us to twerk.
He might have turned it into wine, but you didn't see people getting drunk.
Yeah, but they was twerking down. It was a celebration. God was like, all right, let's go. Jesus was like, let's keep the party going.
But Jesus
let me turn the water into
wine.
But you
never heard of Jesus doing nothing
crazy. Yeah, yeah. Jesus never, I don't know. You know, the 11th commandment might have been, thou shalt not twerk, you know.
I wasn't there. I feel like there was a reason they didn't write about Jesus' teenage years.
Yeah, exactly.
They skipped.
He was twerking.
I don't think Jesus was twerking.
You don't think he was twerking?
But maybe he was watching people. Yeah. Okay. How do you think he met Mary Magdalene?
Come on now. Come on now. You listen. You
and
know
she
he rolled
was outside.
And she was outside.
I can't. Well, y'all, moving on. Could Brit and her mama be reconciling?
Oh, no.
Could Brit and her mama be reconciling? Well, sounds like the mom and daughter duo are on a path to healing. Now, after communicating via text for some time, Lynn Spears hopped on a bird from Louisiana to see her baby girl in Los Angeles yesterday. Now, according to reports, when Lynn arrived, she was chauffeured to Brit's manager's house, then took an Uber to Britney's mansion.
An Uber.
My God. The visit lasted only for 30 minutes, y'all, and the tea is Brittany's husband, Sam, was also there for support. Now, apparently, Brittany knew her mom would be pulling up but wasn't sure when. However, sources are saying Lynn is committed to making it right with her daughter. Is this good news or what, guys?
Well, you know, in the big lexicon of tea, Brad, this is some sweet tea right here.
What in a sweet home Alabama is going on?
A good old owner, Palmer, myself.
I'm happy. I really do hope you guys. I genuinely hope the Spears family finds like something. Yeah,
some type
togetherness.
Of connection. Yeah.
30 minutes is such a short conversation. It's almost like on Power when people go to meet up and it's 2 minutes and then they leave.
But that's the thing. Maybe a half hour meeting in the beginning doesn't sound like a lot, but that's half hour.
It's a big step.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
There were no meetings the year before.
Right.
Right. It's like they watched the episode of Charm without the commercials and then left. Like 30
no,
minutes.
No, they more like watched The Craft.
Yeah, they watched The Craft. Or like an old episode of Seventh Heaven or something like that.
Legend of Seven Stiffens the Board.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, switching gears, man. Most of you probably already heard the sad news that the great Tina Turner has passed away. The iconic queen of rock and roll was 83, and she transitioned yesterday at a home in Switzerland after battling a long illness. Celebrities like Elton John, Mick Jagger, Diana Ross, and Angela Bassett, who portrayed the singer in the biographical film What's Love Got to Do With It, took to social media to pay tribute to the legend who was simply the best.
Yes.
I felt that in my heart, man. But Tina Turner left us with some hits. I mean, there were so many big joints,
oh
man.
My God.
What was your favorite?
You must understand.
Okay.
The touch of your hand makes my pulse react. Ooh, go ahead.
That is only the
lip quiver, the eye quiver.
Or meeting girl opposites attract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one you got, Tana? Oh,
yo, I remember, I'm not even going to try to sing it, but like, We Don't Need Another Hero. Yo. That song hits.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what makes
kid.
That song so iconic? When them kids come in, yes. And it's all in tune.
Yes.
Oh, when I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. The only doll I've ever known. Oh, y'all ain't, that no, wasn't a hit y'all?
I was waiting for the rest of it.
Oh!
With the most bated of breath.
Right.
We here at Dish Nation want to send our condolences to Miss Tina Turner's husband, as well as her fam, as well as her fans around the world. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Y'all, the ugly court battle between Michael Strahan and his ex-wife might have closed, but it seems like some things are resurfacing from their nasty years-long custody battle. Mm. According to reports, in 2019, his ex filed for enforcement and modification regarding child support in New York courts, and she claimed that Michael, quote, spent more money on his dog than his own children. She says Michael has failed to pay agreed-upon child support for their children, and she requested for her ex-husband to pay a lump sum amount of over $320,000 with interest. She also suggested that child support should be increased to $220,000 a year.
Now, is this really his fault, or should we blame the veterinarians and how much they charge for us to take care of the pets that we love so much?
No.
I mean,
come on now. Because if she's asking him to pay $547,000, what was he paying for this dog? What? How much do dog meds cost?
Do you have a dog?
I don't.
dogs are expensive.
Well,
dogs
how much are... is dog food and all that?
They
I
told
know,
me my dog
know.
Had chicken pox one time, and I don't think that's a thing. And I had to pay for some weird lotion.
No, really? You do. I see both sides, because it's like, okay, I see that, but also I see, well, I'm the mother of your children. Why shouldn't your children be living the lifestyle that you're living?
My children can, but why do you have to?
Mm. The children never caught a ball.
Their children aren't reading out news, Good Morning America, are they?
Right. All right, it's time for... All right, y'all, first up is Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran decided to channel her inner Martha Stewart, darling. She recreated Martha's history-making 2023 Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover and posted it to IG. In the pic, the 74-year-old businesswoman posed in a similar plunging white one-piece draped with a bright orange overcoat with the caption, "I can't cook, but I sure can swim." Hers ain't snatched like...
Not Martha.
Yeah, not
Martha.
Giving,
she's not quite... And Martha did jump in the comments to tell her good job. So,
oh, okay.
But it looked like it was painful for her to smile like this. Like look, am I wrong?
Her eyes, yeah, it's like she's giving.
You got a smize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's got a little smize.
She needs to take
on.
A couple Tyra Banks classes.
Should I sit like this? Should I sit like that?
Take the picture.
Should I go right here? Take the damn picture.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Y'all, next up, we have the sexy My Cancer sister, Miss Chloe Bailey. Honey, she took to IG to share a video montage of her recent trip having a great time. But what caught fans' attention was her slinky gold fringe swimsuit that flaunted her stunning figure. She captioned the video, "Baby finally went on vacation, having my eat, pray, love moment." Y'all, is she thirst trapping?
This is 100% a trap. Let me tell you why I know it's 100% a trap. Because two different Dish Nation people came up on me while I was watching this video, and they were like, "What are you watching, Tanner?"
Really?
I'm like, "This is for research. This is for research."
I thought you doing research.
It was given NSFW.
Yeah, not safe for work.
This is a thirst trap.
You know what? After watching this video, I think I'm pansexual.
Wait, okay. Is that what that means? I don't know the rules of pansexual.
Pansexual is like you attracted to both people.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm very attracted to this video.
I thought that was bisexual.
Well, okay. Well, then I'm sexual. You know what? I'm Chloe sexual. How about
Chloe? All right.
I get confused too, girl.
Can't handle for sex. Up next, we chat with Judge Lynn Tola about her new show, Judge Me Not, and much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all, our next guest needs no introduction, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. She's a judge, she's an author, and she's now an executive producer. Make some noise for our friend, Judge Lynn Tola.
Hey, guys.
You have a new show called Judge Me Not that's out today, and I understand that it's loosely based on your life. Now, how loose are we talking? Because the trailer looked crazy.
Well, let me tell you. A young black woman who, in her early 30s, becomes a judge in a municipal court, which is the court of common men, where all of cultural problems come in waves. It's an accurate reflection of the family that I came from, the chaos and the history of living with a guy who suffered from mental health issues. Judge in the show has mental health issues, and you know I claim my mental health issues. After that, it's great fiction, except for the cases. The cases almost are all real. The thing that I really fictionalized was her boyfriend. This guy is handsome and like catnip to women, and every once in a while, he can't contain himself. So, it's a friend's husband. I know. I ain't gonna say their names because I love them too much.
Judge Lynn, what was it like to cast Zelma? She plays the fictionalized version of you, and how is it watching her?
Brett from All Black knew her and felt she was right for the part. This woman embodied me so beautifully. And not only did she reflect who I was in the flesh, she was able to physically allow the audience to see what sometimes happens in my head. And it was extraordinary to watch. This woman ate that script alive.
She sure did, Judge Tola. And I saw an interview recently with you and her. I even resemble. She almost looked like she could be your daughter. I mean,
I could claim her. Oh, I could claim her as a daughter. And people would believe it.
Yes.
Okay, Judge Lynn, I want to know. In the trailer, we see the police come to Zelma's house. Have the police ever come knocking on your door?
Only for warrants. You know what I mean? Because they'd have to come over for me to sign warrants to get in other people's houses. And then another time they came, my son didn't want to do his homework. And he was in first grade, so he dialed 911 and hung up. And then and I was a judge then, and the police showed, and they put their foot in the door. They thought, you know, somebody was after me. Judge, are you okay? And you know, and then I said, nobody called the police. And then I saw him looking around the corner. I'm like, boy.
Well, you know, we got to ask you about some celebrity relationships after all your time on divorce court. Now, if you could offer any advice to Lauren Sanchez, who just got engaged to billionaire Jeff Bezos right now, what would it be? You think they should get the prenup?
Well, she don't need no prenup. He might need a prenup. But I'm going to tell you something. When you are that rich, even if she took a considerable chunk, it don't change your life.
That's right.
You got $20 billion, you got $10 billion. What changes? Right.
Yeah, yeah, true. Not, true.
Man, the amount of tanks you can buy.
You know, but, you know. Into that kind of thing.
And one more, Judge. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kim Zolciak and her husband, Croy Bierman, are divorcing. Mm-hmm. He says she has a gambling problem. She says he smokes too much weed. What would you tell them?
Gambling and weed can be handled.
And weed ain't never hurt nobody.
That's what I'm gonna say. It's weed. Like weed.
Unless they was gambling with the weed and somebody really liked it.
Or gambling so you couldn't buy any weed. I mean, ended up all the weed money. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, the show is Judge Me Not. It's streaming now on All Black. Judge Lynn Toler, thank you so much for being here. And there's more with us right here on Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, Charlamagne the God is taking a trip down memory lane and recall the time that Diddy called him out for being an a-. So in an interview with Vlad TV, the Breakfast Club co-host detailed Puff's tirade against him for his on-air comments during the Bad Boys Bosses promo run for the 2010 album Last Train to Paris. Check it out.
And he came to the station hot. Like, go out the back door, Charlamagne, type. And I remember when I finally had a conversation with Diddy about it, and Diddy was like, bro, you can't do that on my first week. He said, I'm a big boy. You know, I can take criticism of the music, but not on my first week.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Diddy called him up.
Okay, y'all, would you, Tanner, would you run up to someone for talking smack about you or one of us?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. If I heard it, if I'm out here in the streets, and or the screets, as it might be, and someone's talking see, I'm not gonna stand for
period.
It. I'm not gonna stand
period.
For
so
it.
So what you gonna do? They gonna run
I'm gonna,
up.
Well, gonna what I'm gonna do, up? This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk up, and I'm gonna go, excuse me, sir. Sir.
Oh, God.
Look out, Buster.
Period.
If you don't listen.
Yeah.
Was that the shoulder or the front of the chest?
Yeah, yeah. That could have been. It could have been. That's probably his shoulder. I'm like, listen here. Excuse me.
Tanner.
Excuse me, sir.
Tanner.
Can I get the manager of the Jamba Juice over here? Can I get the.
Tanner, you know you got to turn up with your best white man voice. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Oh, no.
I write a letter.
Yeah. You do not want this strongly worded letter, sir.
Period.
Are you ready for a Yelp?
Okay.
Do you want a Yelp?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.